With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's bring in our insider, Amna Calvi, shall we?
Best Brewers coverage. Now, let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McCalvey. Brought to you by Concordia University Wisconsin Veterans Service Department. Dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. Go to cuw.edu/veterans. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Bring him in from Brewers.com and MLB.com. Our insider, Adam McCalvey, joining us. Adam, are you on the West Coast or are you back here in Milwaukee?
No, I'm back here. Flew home yesterday.
Okay. So,
yeah, I'm missing Petco's a great park, and I'm sad to miss it.
I wanted to ask you, because we're sitting here talking about this team, and when you go over all the stats, you look, hey, the team's in the middle of the pack. They're leading when it comes to statistics. They're leading the division by a half game. It's you know, June 18th. It's kind of where you want to be. But in the reality of it, do you think this team, the way it sits today, is a true World Series team?
Yeah, look, they're really interesting. And I'll be honest, we were sitting there talking about this in the press box the other day. They're a strange first-place team because you look at them on paper and you're not that impressed, but yet they are in first place. And I don't know if that means that they are fortunate to be where they are, that they're better than we think they are, or if we're all just idiots and we can't see that they're a good team and that every good team has flaws. And we focus on the flaws rather than focus on the fact that they're winning games and they're scoring a good number of runs and they're in first place pretty, you know, what, game 71 or whatever it is, game 72 in the season. I don't know, Bill. I will say that I'm expecting over the next 6 weeks that every time somebody writes an article about pitchers available on the trade block, the Brewers are going to be in the first three teams mentioned because they just sure look like a team that if they're going to win the World Series, which is the goal after you play to within a game of getting there last year, they look like a team that could use pitching. Whether that's bullpen, which they've added in the past couple of years, or whether they do spring this year and make a play for a starting pitcher, you could easily fit a guy like that in and it would seem that that would make the team better.
Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar, I mean, Jesus got a little bit better over the weekend when he's out in San Francisco, gets his fifth dinger of the year, gets the average up above 200, but both guys still struggling mightily, and the screams are getting louder, and I'm sure you're getting them too each night. Keston Hiura is toiling away down in the minors, and these two guys are still in the starting lineup. At what point does something give?
Yeah, look, and my answer is still I don't know, because if I said this to somebody the other day, if I knew when they were going to pull the trigger on that, I definitely would not keep it secret. I think it's less, I don't know that Aguilar is in play with that, but Travis Shaw certainly is, because you saw it when Shaw was down where they moved Moustakas over and it opens up a spot for Keston Hiura. And the hard part about Shaw is they are putting him clearly in platoon situations where he is positioned to have success, and he's not having success. And they're in a stretch right now where they're facing a lot of lefties again, so he's not getting a lot of opportunities right at this moment. But when he is getting opportunities, it's still not that loud contact that you're accustomed to seeing from Travis Shaw. So, I mean, I think that Craig Counsell and David Stearns have been pretty clear about why they are doing what they're doing with Travis Shaw, that when they look at it, they feel like this is a player that helped them. This is a player in the prime of his career, a player that if he is what he always is, makes them a better baseball team. And that's why they have stuck with this and given him such opportunity to get it together. But I think they've also said that there is a breaking point where you just can't, where maybe this is just not the year. and you do have to kind of move on if you have a better option. And in this case, they definitely have a good option in Keston Hira. So I don't, you know, at some point they do make a move if there's not production. And the hard part is knowing when exactly that point is. But it sure seems like as we get to what we're about less than 10 days away now from the midway point of the season, the mathematical midpoint, you know, if you've given a guy half a season and you're not getting production, that you can't be accused of not giving an established player a chance to get it going.
By the way, we're talking with Adam McCalvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com. And look, the other one that's not producing offensively, but you got to give him a pass, is Lorenzo Cain. Defensively, yeah, he's tremendous. But is he ailing? I mean, he get banged up a little bit, and we're just kind of, you know, watching him try to heal before our very eyes? Or is he really struggling?
Well, no, I mean, he's definitely banged up. And he's the kind of guy that when he plays banged up, you never hear about it because he is, you know, he fights to play every day. I got to witness it on Saturday where he was told, you know, he was getting Sunday off in San Francisco, and it's, you know, he fights to play. He wants to play. And there have been issues, that he has kind of quietly dealt with. And when there are issues to his legs, which it's been at times, that's when it really impacts him. You know, I think there's even been plays defensively recently where he's not gotten there like he sometimes gets there. And I think he is banged up a little bit more than he's let on. But look, it's also about expanding his strike zone. And I was asking Craig Counsell about this because Cain is really disappointed in himself for expanding the zone, which is something he didn't do last year. He had such a good on-base percentage. He took his walks. He always felt like, if I can get on base a couple of times, we're going to win this game. And they did a lot because Christian Yelich was so productive behind him in particular, and Shaw and Aguilar. And he was chasing a lot more this year and really frustrated about it. Craig Counsell says some of their internal numbers that's able to break it down further than we're able to look at the public stats. They say he's not chasing as much right now. So Craig Counsell and the coaches feel like Lorenzo Cain is on a good path to sort of putting those numbers back up to where they're accustomed to be. And they say that there's progress even if it's not showing up right now. So this is one of those things where, you know, you can sit and argue and see whatever you want if you're just watching the games. But they seem to have some data that suggests that Lorenzo Cain is going in the right direction. And, you know, the on-base is, what, 305 or something right now? Mm-hmm. You know, it's for him, it should be up more around 350. And think of what a difference that would make for the offense with Yelich and Moustakas going pretty good behind him. That would have a pretty tangible difference. But just to add one more thing, I mean, and Yelich made this argument on Sunday, the offense is going pretty good. They're scoring enough runs to win
games. No, I agree.
Obviously not last night, but again, it's one of those areas where the standard now is, you know, championship level team, and as well as should be after last season and bringing a lot of the guys back. And I think that's one of the reasons that some of these deficiencies kind of stand out a little bit more. And look, for Lorenzo Cain, there's big urgency to kind of get it going and get back to a little more of what he was last season.
Talking with Adam McCalvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com, what do you make of Jimmy Nelson's first couple of starts?
We had this dispute, not a dispute, but I used the phrase when I was asking Craig Counsell about his second start, is it looked like he hit a wall, right? And in the third inning of his first start against the Marlins, he walked a couple of guys, gave up a double and a grand slam. It looked like he hit a wall. Against San Francisco, he was pitching pretty well. And he gets into the fifth inning, and he throws 12 to 13 pitches out of the zone, walks three, the Giants score three runs, totally change the game, and end up sending the Brewers to a loss. It looked like he hit a wall. Counsell and Nelson really took great pains to dispute that characterization and said 60 pitches, it has nothing to do with hitting a wall. It had nothing to do with fatigue. He just lost the strike zone. So maybe we're fighting about semantics on what we call it, but it's just been, it seemed to me that he's gotten out into these games and then things have turned south really fast. The thing I would say, and I think that they would say, is start number two is better than start number one. So if start number three is better than number two, that is moving in the right direction. the hard part is he just faced the two least potent offenses in baseball in the Marlins and Giants, and now he gets the Cincinnati Reds at Miller Park. And that's going to be a different challenge. You know, again, we're talking about on paper, anything can happen on any given day, but the Reds just look like a much more troublesome group of hitters for Jimmy Nelson. And it's going to be, you know, his challenge is going to be showing more progress and trying to figure out what the heck happened in the fifth inning the other day. If it wasn't fatigue, then what happened to lead him to suddenly lose the strike zone, and how does he correct that? You can be sure he's been working on it in the last couple of days.
Where are they on Gio Gonzalez right now?
He's in this just like playing catch. Last I had asked, he was not scheduled to get back on a mound. So I don't know. I mean, this is a mysterious one. I guess it just is a player that didn't have a normal spring training, all of a sudden was pitching in major league games, and it caught up to him. You know, the pitching in a major league game is different than pitching in a minor league game, and it's certainly different than throwing simulated games down in Florida. He was bouncing around from high school to high school and college to college trying to get some hitters. It's totally different when you're throwing in a major league game at 7 o'clock at night, and that seems to be kind of what got him. So they say there's progress, but it seems like it's still a bit away. If he's got to get back on a mound, he's got to face some hitters somewhere. For him, it's been a longer layoff. You'd think there'd be a minor league start to avoid this again. So that looks like a longer road. And again, their starting rotation right now is they came into the season feeling good about their depth and feeling like they, you know, again, like last year, where even if they don't have the big names at the top, they felt like they could cover innings with just a lot of different guys. They've tapped into a lot of that depth now, and I would say it's stretched pretty thin, and that's another reason why is you know, maybe Gonzalez's progress is tied to David Stern's motivation to go out and make a move. If they're really confident in Gio being really good and getting back, then maybe you're less likely to go out and make a deal. But I guarantee you he's looking.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guarantee you he's looking. I just wonder at what point, and I know I got a minute here, but I wonder what point you're kind of forced. You got to make a decision. You got to pull the trigger because there is no tomorrow when it comes to the trade deadline. You know what I mean?
Well, no, and that's different this year. It used to be that July 31st came and went, and you could still make deals in August like they did for Gio Gonzalez.
Right.
The player gets through waivers. That's no longer. July 31st is now a hard deadline. Ken Rosenthal wrote a piece today talking about this. Maybe there's more motivation to strike early in the trade season and not wait until that flurry on July 31, because once, you know, if you don't get it done that day, then you know, what you got is what you got.
Right.
So I wonder whether we're going to see a little more action in baseball. Maybe not yet, but once we get into July, maybe especially past the All-Star break and that week after the All-Star break, maybe there'll be a little more movement as teams make moves.
Adam, good stuff, and we'll chat again next week, okay?
All right, see you.
All right, buddy, talk to you soon. There you go. Adam McAlvey, Brewers.com and MLB.com, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, I mean, getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.